Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
Well, today, as we begin this lesson dealing with the kingdom, the king and his kingdom, I want to first take you to our first scripture. And it says this, Luke 17:20. It says, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees," and Jesus asked by the Pharisees, "when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.'" Now, if you understand how the Pharisees operated, you know that this was not an earnest question. This was a test. They wanted to always test him and try to trick him into saying something they could use to accuse him, which they had opportunity often to do that. Well, they were aware of the kingdom of Rome, of which Caesar ruled. They were aware of other insurrectionists, you know, over time, like Barabbas was one, actually. And so they wanted to know, what kind of kingdom are you talking about? Because Jesus Christ preached about the kingdom of God often. It was a major theme in his ministry. Well, the Pharisees asked a question: when the kingdom of God would come. Now, the Pharisees themselves were a kingdom. I mean, they're a kingdom of leaders, of people who were misinterpreting the law. Now, their origins were actually pretty good, but then they, over time, became self-interested and self-centered, and they began to take the Ten Commandments and add 300 other commandments and stuff to it. Well, they were all about the kingdom of Israel as they understood it, about their kingdom of laws and ordinances and of control and of religious actions and all that. So Christ was certainly competition as far as they were concerned. And their question was, when the kingdom would come. But Jesus' answer was very prudent and very wise and truth for us today. Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come by observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Now that's a very revolutionary statement, because all the Pharisees knew were the kingdoms of men, whether it's Rome, whether it's Israel, religious sects such as theirs, other kingdoms that were historically opposed to Israel. These are all kind of kingdoms. And so when Jesus Christ talked about kingdom, they immediately put the context of what they understood, or they framed, right? Their frame of kingdom was a bunch of people in charge of something. That was their frame. Well, Jesus, of course, frame was much different. Well, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, not in the Pharisees, but in the hearts of those who are subjects of the king. So kingdom, we know the word is kingdom, one word, compound word, kingdom, king's domain, right? King's domain. Well, every kingdom has a king, has a ruler, a leader. We understand that. Well, the Pharisees didn't. They understood kingdom from their religious point of view, didn't understand what Jesus Christ was saying. So that's kind of a foundation for a whole 21-day journey and discovery of kingdom principles, because we are well into the kingdom. We understand that we're in God's kingdom now. And yet I believe we're challenged, even as believers, we are challenged by other kingdoms, right? USA, Democratic Party, Republican Party, all these groups and so forth. Now, a lot of groups don't claim to be a kingdom, but sometimes people treat those groups in organizations like kingdoms, and they become devoted. We've seen in the past election cycle a cult around Trump, a cult by any measure. QAnon and all these different groups out here, these are kingdoms, right? and they have followers, and they have dogma, and they have consequences. But understand this, it is in the heart of everybody to find order and structure. In one sense, we're all seeking some kind of a kingdom. We've all been parts of movements and organizations, fraternities, and all this. We're all seeking to be a part of something that gives us structure and gives us purpose. So today, our topic for today's devotional lesson, day one, is what do you value? And again, the theme for this devotional is Our King and the Kingdom of God, 21-day devotional, spring devotional, and renewing, we're also saying. Now, let's go into this. I've recommended a book to you, and that book, let me go back to the first slide here, is by Dr. Miles Monroe, Rediscovering the Kingdom, Expanded Edition. And I hope you've gotten that book. I know there have been different editions of it. They're all going to be somewhat similar, but the newest edition is called, it was 2013, this version came out, the Expanded Edition. Now, Dr. Monroe has some of the finest teaching on kingdom that anybody's ever heard. As you know, that's kind of a consensus about this brother, the late Dr. Miles Monroe, whom tragically died some years ago. Now, we're friends with Dave Burrows. Dave Burrows became pastor of Bahama Faith Ministries after Dr. Monroe passed. So we're connected to the man who was connected to Dr. Monroe in the very beginning. So I appreciate Pastor Dave and our connection and our covenant as brothers in Christ and friends. What do you value? That's the question I'm asking you today. What do you value? And the book reading was Rediscovering the Kingdom, preface and prologue, where they're reading from the book, if you have the book. Our scripture reading is from Matthew 13. Here we go, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price or great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Wow. Now, here we're going to see a couple examples of what it means to value. And we'll begin this 21-day journey with two questions. The first question is, what is the kingdom of heaven? You'll see this mentioned throughout our time together. And number two is, what do you value? Let's talk about these two questions. Kingdom of heaven. Now, you've heard the phrase kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God. You've heard both of those phrases. And I want you to understand that there is a difference between those two. If you read the devotional, I explained it this way kind of briefly, that the kingdom of heaven is like all the homes in the neighborhood, all different kind of homes, small homes, big homes, good homes, broke down homes, all the homes in the neighborhood are the kingdom of heaven. And you'll see in the scripture, kingdom of heaven is often talked about as everything. I mean, good people, bad people, the heavens, the earth, everything under the heavens, if you will. Then there's kingdom of God, which is like the neighborhood itself, right? The neighborhood itself is like God's kingdom. All the houses and people in the neighborhood would be like the kingdom of heaven or under heaven. Now, we're not going to split hairs over this. There's a lot to learn about that. But for our study, it is not critical for us to try to spend time, you know, breaking down kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, because Psalm 103 verse 19 says, the Lord has established his throne in the heaven and his kingdom rules over all. So the thing is, we're talking about the king and his kingdom. So kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, he rules over all. But again, the difference is that everybody's in the kingdom of heaven at this time. But the kingdom of God is not in everyone. That's the big distinction to make. So the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, sometimes you'll see the terms used interchangeably, right? So don't be legalistic about this. Don't think, no, you should have said this. No, the kingdom is overall, right? The king of the kingdom rules overall. So that's the thing to keep in mind, that Jesus rules over all. All right. Let's continue. Now, question. What do you value above everything else? What do you value? Now, again, our lesson topic today is what do you value? And the direct question now is, what do you value above everything else? What do you value above everything else? Now, we can say, all of us can agree, we value Jesus, we value God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, right? So I'm gonna give you, that's the given. We value God, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit above everything else, right? We value our families, right? We value our families. And so there's some things we have in common. I'm talking about as you live your life, as you look around you, and I know that we should value certain things, but more than other things, but what do you actually value? What do you spend your time, your money? What do you talk about? What do you look forward to, right? Because what you value really are the things that get your time, your attention, your money, right? So that's an important question. It's a challenging question, right? Because we're doing a 21-day devotional where we're renewing, right? We're refocusing on the kingdom of God. Now, in our text, we read this story, which highlights, there's two stories, matter of fact. And the first story highlights a man who found treasure in a field, right? He found treasure. Well, the treasure he found convinced him of the value of the entire field. So he simply reasoned that if I found this little treasure in here, there must be much more, right, awaiting me. And so from that, the Bible says he bought the entire field, right? He valued what he found. He valued the whole field, the potential that was in that field, and he bought it. Now, in the second story, we see a merchant of pearls. He was a connoisseur. He wasn't just somebody just buying different things. He was focused on pearls. He knew what good pearls were. Now, if you have studied about pearls, pearls are all kind of shapes and sizes, and the way they naturally occur. To get a pearl that's perfectly round is very rare, and a certain color and texture and all that. Well, he knew the value of pearls. When he discovered a pearl of high value, of great price, which means high value, he sold everything to own it, right? He sold everything he had to buy that one pearl, knowing that the one pearl was worth everything he ever had in his whole life and then some. That's an interesting lesson, and it points to this right here, that one of the keys to both stories is the mindset of the persons. And this is the key point in our lesson for today. That he had a particular mindset, okay? And again, let's go back to those two stories. Again, the first story, the man found some treasure in the field. He thought, you know what? This whole field got potential. So he bought the whole field. And then second person, different person, who was a merchant of pearls, a pearl connoisseur, right? And when he found or discovered a pearl of great value, he sold all his other personal stuff to buy that one pearl, knowing that it was worth everything he had and then some. And again, the point is, one of the keys is that the mindset of the person, the mindset, what kind of mindset that those people have. Well, here's a point I'll make to you. In a world full of things to possess, wisdom and boldness are required to set aside every lesser thing to possess the best. Let me say it again. It's on the screen there. In a world full of things to possess, right? We got all kinds of stuff nowadays. I mean, more than ever. Wisdom and boldness, though, are required to set aside the lesser things to possess the best. And that's no small task, if you think about it. You know, advertisers and marketers hope we just get excited about the shiny thing and go buy it. We hear it's on sale, you know, whether you want it or need it or not. They know that some of us are triggered by the on sale thing. But people who possess wisdom and boldness are able to set aside the lesser things. Therefore, we're in a constant struggle to identify the value of things, the value of stuff, right? The value, not people, but of things and circumstances and situations. We're under constant, I don't say pressure, but constant need to evaluate, right? What are we looking at? What are we doing here? Okay. We all know about, you know, buying, shopping for cars, you know, and I got my eye on a certain car, you know, and I'm thinking now, wait a minute now, I'm almost 65 this sometime this year. And at some point you just stop getting newer and bigger things, you know, and start just settling down a little bit. We got plenty of money, but then you think about how do we want to spend this money? See, so you begin to, what do I value? What do I value? Now, I do value nice cars. Now, I can't lie. I got to have a nice car. But that car could be a bit older, right? And have all the stuff I want. So we have to, at stages of our lives, we have to, in a world full of things to possess, wisdom and boldness are required to set aside every lesser thing to possess the best. And the best differs for all of us. We all see things differently. We all have different needs, different calling. You understand that? All right. So this is one of the core values of being part of God's kingdom. That's why we're in the kingdom. See, people who don't have God's kingdom in them and don't live by kingdom principles, what's their basis for deciding what to have, what not to have, what's greater, what's lesser? I don't know how people do that without Jesus, without the kingdom, without the word, because, well, we know people don't do it very well. They end up with poor choices for a lack of kingdom foundation. But one of our core values is learning what to value and making the full commitment to go for it. Yeah. Once you know what to value, once you know what to value, then you make full commitment and go for it. Again, the first man who found some treasure in the field, saw the potential, he bought the field, right? The second guy or gal found a pearl of great price, of great value, and the pearl was so valuable that that person sold everything he had or she had to buy that pearl. And that's exactly the point we're making. This lesson is making that point. Our lesson today is asking us to consider, let's learn what to value and then make the full commitment to go for it. Let's go to some reflection questions. Again, this is a lesson from day one of our devotional, Our King and the Kingdom of God. All right. First question I'm going to ask you, and we'll do this also in our Zoom meeting coming up here in a little while. I'm going to ask you to respond to these questions. What are one to three things you value and why? Now, again, we know we value God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know we value our family. So let me just, don't use those two, okay? We know those are always at the top. But look around your life and ask that question. I value technology. I value technology. You know this. Why? Well, I get to use it for doing things like this at very high quality. I use it in ministry. I use it for business. Of course, during COVID, my goodness, you know, we've used technology to stay connected with our families and with friends and coworkers and all the rest. I value relaxing and watching television. Now it's become like it's watching YouTube, you know, YouTube channels and stereo equipment and aviation, things like this. But then, you know, I got to say, now, hold on now. I can watch too much TV, spend too much time in that, right? And so I got to evaluate what's the value of it. And honestly, yeah, we all spend a little too much time in there. Need to turn that thing off and get up and go do something else. So I'm asking you to ask those questions. What do you value? See, I'm not telling you, listen, don't answer the question this way. What I should value. No, not what you should. What do you actually value? Now, on the Zoom meeting, you cannot have not share those things. You can keep it to yourself if you want to. But, you know, throw us a bone. Tell us something, you know, like I'm telling you now. But we do value things we know that we shouldn't value as highly, right? So this is an opportunity to evaluate what you value. All right, number two, what was the cost of those things that you value? Well, goodness, technology, oh man, if I added up what it cost me to buy all this stuff I got, it's a large sum of money. But I can say, by and large, I had no regrets. I bought what I needed to have, but I've also made some bad decisions, right? I've made some bad purchase decisions. I mean, the main reason I buy stuff on Amazon is that I can send it back in 30 days. If I got the wrong thing, if I was on did an impulse buy, I can send that thing back. So I'm just being honest. See, be honest with yourself. What do you value? Because everything you value may not be valuable. Everything we value may not be valuable or worthy of our attention. All right. So what was the cost of those things, right? I think about, well, education. I value education, right? It costs a lot to go to school. It costs a lot to spend all that time learning and growing and writing and all that at every level, you know, from undergraduate to postgraduate. All that was very expensive. Now, of course, we can talk about our family. Of course, family is a given, of course, but we know what it costs to raise our children, you know what I'm saying? But beyond the monetary part, just the emotional part, all that. So again, those are two reflection questions we're asking you to think about today. And that really is our lesson for today. And I want you to just be encouraged in your walk with God. I'm going to ask you to stay with us in this devotional for all of these, all the 21 days. This is day one.